Let us pray before we hear the word of God. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that you bring us together in one family to praise you. And now it is a time to hear your voice, your word that build up our spirituality. I pray that Holy Spirit come upon us both for the hearing of me as a preacher. Please bless us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. So usually I come and preach once a year, which is in October. But this year I come on July, because October we don't use this sanctuary for our celebration, because we already have our own sanctuary, which is can feed for 200 people. So I would like to say thank you, because this sanctuary paid by SP. So thank you very much. Yeah. And but PSAM still asked me to pray when I said, when you want me to preach? And he said, yeah, just wait. And then 3 weeks ago, he asked me if I can preach today. Then, you know, I always a good servant and never say no. Yes, boss, I will do it. Yeah. And then he gave us a series of preaching about prayer. When I get this series, now I pray what I want to share, my what coming to me about next level. Why I want to preach about next level? Because we just finished our retreat. Remember when one of the speakers, Peace Camp Kim, talked about from wilderness to promised land. Wilderness means the lower land, and promised land is the higher land. So we need to walk to the next level. I believe we all have next level in finance, in economy, in family. But don't forget, all must start from spirituality, next level spirituality. And then Paul teaches us the main point to gain next level. Let us see from Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may fill with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respect, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glory might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Look at this beautiful sentence come from Paul. We have not ceased to pray for you. Brother and sister, Paul using we, that means Paul have partner to pray. Yeah, it is important for us to have partner in prayer. Remember, have partner in prayer, not have partner in gossip. If you have partner in gossip, then you will jump to bad conclusion. But if you have partner in prayer, then you will go to next level. And then have not ceased to pray, that means continually to pray. And then pray for whom, brothers and sisters? Pray for Colossians. When I heard this sentence, my mind starting to work, and then the first word come to me is why. Why Paul have not ceased to pray for Colossians? Is there some problem with Colossians? And then I see from the Bible, Colossians chapter 1, verse 4, which is say that I'm sorry, I need to use glasses now, getting older. Yeah. Yeah. And then it said that, I have heard your faith in Christ, your love, which you all do for the sin, and because of the love of the hope that lay up for you in heaven. Brother, Paul heard the news of Colossians, and then I want to know what kind of news. Colossians have three basic spiritual points. Number one, they have faith. Number two, they have love. Number three, they have hope. Faith, love, and hope is the third most essential spiritual in our life. Even if we read the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it mentioned about this. And finally, love is the highest. Love is the biggest. If Colossians have these three basic essential spiritual points, and then why Paul still pray for them? Why Paul still pray for them? Of course, SP still need to pray for you, because we still struggle in faith. We still struggle in love. We still struggle in hope. This morning, when I come early, and then I come and join prayer before worship, only two people. Yeah, and then where are the other people? Yeah, when I come at morning prayer, I thought after we move from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our morning prayer getting more, but no, same. So the problem is not schedule. The problem is, say to your friend, the problem maybe is in you. I don't know. Yeah. That's why we still keep in prayer. And then when I hear P. Samsung pray, he still keep pray the same thing, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Paul consistent pray for Colossian people. Although Colossian people have love, have faith, love, and hope. Because this only basic thing, Paul want them to have next level. What is next level? For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may fill with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Make in the line, the knowledge of his will. Brothers and sisters, why it is so important, pray so that we can have the knowledge of his will. If we go to the first 10, then we can see there are six points. Number one, so that you will walk in the manner worthy of the Lord. Manner worthy of the Lord. I try to find the best word for manner in Bahasa Indonesia. In Bahasa Indonesia, manner said tata krama. Tata krama means codes of conduct. Some of you, if you go to Bali, yeah, there are some place you need to cover your clothes with sarung. Yeah. If you go to Israel, in some place you need to cover your head with a hat. Yeah. That's called tata krama. That's called manner worthy of the Lord. After we believe Jesus Christ, we need to learn, walk in the manner worthy of the Lord. No wonder, brothers and sisters, after the book of Exodus, we don't go to the book of Numbers, but there is a boring book called Leviticus. Boring book. I believe no one of you read this book. Or if you read it, that's called the book of Leviticus. Yeah, unless you already study theology master class. If you don't have master class, you will be boring with this book. But then, brothers and sisters, the book of Leviticus teaches Israel how to walk in the manner worthy of the Lord. Why there is morning offering, lunch offering, and then night offering. Because God is holy. Yeah. So we need to know His will so that we can walk in the manner of worthy. The second is to please Him in all respect. Please Him to all respect. Brothers and sisters, yeah, God is loving God, but He also almighty. We need to know how to please Him in all respect. And then the third is bring fruit in every good work. On Friday morning prayer, I said about Psalm 92. I say, palm tree have a lot of fruit. This is the symbol of righteous. Righteous must have fruit. Fruit that make God happy. So, brothers and sisters, what kind of fruit that you already offer to God? In order to know what kind of fruit that please God, then you need to know the will of God. Because Israel, in the book Isaiah 5, 1 to 7, they give fruit, but sour fruit. I remember when we buy blueberry from local market, there are some sweet, some so sour. And I give it to Emma. Emma ate and sour, nene. Even small kid know sour fruit, brothers and sister. Yeah. And God is our almighty. And then you give sour fruit to Him. My leftover time, my leftover money, my leftover praise, or something like that. Lucky, brothers and sisters, you have good music team in this church so that you can jump and say, how about if one day a musician is not too good and then the singer is not too good, do you still can jump and up for God? Maybe because of your lack energy, you just sing and sleep together. Yeah. So what kind of fruit, brothers and sisters? Yeah, every good work. And then increasing the knowledge of God. Increase the knowledge of God is very important because our life has so many problems. So many problems. And our power only when we know who is God. That's why Paul said on Philippians chapter 4, 13, I can do everything in Him who give me strength. Yeah. If you know Him, you know how to overcome your problem. That's why number 5 called strengthen with all power. And finally, give thanks to the Father. Give thanks to the Father. This year, my marriage is 30 years. And then I'm thinking how to give thanks to my wife. Because she stayed with me for 30 years. Yeah. I'm happy because once I married with her, I was 76 kg, and then after 30 years, I go back to 76. Up and then down. Yeah. So that when we use motorcycle, she can hold me from the back. If I'm too big, she cannot hold me. Yeah. Her hand is too short to hold my belly. But now he can hug me from the back. Yeah. Yeah. Give thanks to her because she helped me for these 30 years in doing ministry together. Yeah. She left her career. At that time, my salary half from her salary. She worked for company, I worked for the church. So now you know pastor salary half from you. But she leave all just to do ministry together with me. So I really want to give thanks. I'm thinking to bring her to somewhere that really make her happy. This kind of attitude come because she give the best for me. Today, brothers and sisters, if you know the will of God, then give thanks is the first thing that come from your life. I remember Noah. What Noah did when first day he come out from the boat, the ark. The first day he come out from the ark is to give thanks. That's why there is a rainbow, a promise of God. He know how to make God smile. Did you think how to make God smile? I don't think so, because you just think how to make your boss smile. How to make your boss smile and you can get more salary. How to make your clients smile so that every day think about them, something like that. Think about God, how he can smile with you. Yeah. In order to know God, then you need to know the will of God. In this 30 years of marriage, I cannot serve my wife with two kind of food. Number one called pate. People from Singapore know pate. Pate is stinky bean. Stinky bean, the green color stinky bean. One day my wife say, Papa, I'm hungry. Go buy nasi goreng. And then I use motorcycle and then I buy. Then I'm too attractive and I say, put some pate in the nasi goreng. When I come and bring that pate, my wife shout me, you know I don't like pate when you put pate in my nasi goreng. I say, just take it out. Just take it out. It's easy. No way. I don't like it. Oh my goodness. World War III happened. Yeah. And then the second thing, she doesn't like it liver. Ngau kan, chu kan, every kan, she don't like it. Maybe because married with me, so many kan inside bitterness. So she don't like it. Okay, I know two things. And then start that day, I never bring this food to him. Now, she smiled to me. You know, when your wife smiles to you, that's a happiness for you. Yeah? Don't make she cry and no smile. Terrible, brothers and sisters. And then God, even more. We need to think how God smiled to me. That's the reason Paul prayed for Colossians. And then Paul said, the will of God. If you know the will of God, then all your life make God smile. So, what is the will of God, brothers and sisters? I said from the first part first. The will of God from Jesus' side is the cup. Jesus said, Father, if can this cup go away from my life, it's not the will of you happen. The will of God for Jesus is died from the cross. At the cross, is that at the cross. But the will of God for us is the result of the cross. So Jesus must die on the cross. And then the will of God for us is the result of the cross. And what is the result of the cross? The result of the cross is salvation. Salvation is the will of God. First, Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 and 4. God will, is to see everybody got saved. So I'm happy. Last year on summer course, I teach how to share the gospel. This year, Sandeep, I can say he is my student because he joined my class last year. And he continued Alpha class, how to talk. And then you, if you join the class, you are my grand student. So you need to join. So you can call me Ye Ye. Yeah. God will bring salvation. Yeah, if God will bring salvation, the first or the important project is in the church is how to bring salvation. That's why the church must open. We have opened Indonesia, we have opened Philippines, we have opened in overseas, and today is our first anniversary of SP Chung Wen. This is part of extend God's will. Church member cannot just sit and stay nicely in the church. We must go and bring salvation for other people. That's why we have mission trip. Yeah, of course, if you join my mission trip, you also have food trip. Yeah, because I always combine mission and food come together. Yeah, but I don't open people to join. Tomorrow we will leave. It's already too late. Yeah, bring salvation. Yeah, and then after bring salvation, God's will is fellowship with us. You see from the Bible, from sinner become children of God. And then from slave become friend. And then from outsider become insider. Children, friend, and then insider all talk about fellowship. All talk about friend. So if you ask me what is the will of God, God wants to have fellowship with you. God wants to have fellowship with you. And then the last is, our God is rich God. He wants to inherit us, his riches to us. Remember, brothers and sisters, Adam and Eve, they get paradise. And then the same paradise, even more, he wants to give it to us. In order to get salvation, you need to have faith. In order to have fellowship with God, you need to have love and holiness. In order to get inheritance, you need to serve him, give your life to him. This is the will of God. This is the will of God. So the more you know the will of God, the more you appreciate what he has done for us through salvation. The more you know the will of God, you will enjoy the fellowship of God. The more you know the will of God, you never tired in doing ministry, because you know today you invest and then in the future God will give you back with more and more interest. Brothers and sisters, if you have MPF today, you are thinking how much your interest coming. Maybe 10%? Yeah? Maybe 15%? 3 years ago, I lost 30%. And then this year, I gained around 20%. Yeah? 2 months ago, I gained some gold. But last month, I lost some gold. I have a little, brothers and sisters, not too much, lah. One or two coins. So when I preach, I have some conversation go out. Last month, I have gained Bitcoin, but now I lost a little bit. Yeah, this is the world, brothers and sisters. Up and down. But God never give you down. Always up, up, up. Even if you have already white hair, God still want to hold you, brothers and sisters. So invest in God's kingdom, never lose. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So this is the will of God. So how prayer, what kind of prayer that enable us to know the will of God? The last slide, Matthew 6, verse 6. But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So if I make short sentence, one word for this word, this sentence, only one word, intimacy. Intimacy is the way to know the will of God. I just come back from Chongqing for 1 week. I go with David Wu and Karen. After spend few days with David Wu, now I know why David Wu so skinny and why I'm so big. Because David Wu only love black coffee, but I love noodle. That's why our body is different. Yeah. Every day, she walk and then she find coffee. And then every morning I pray, God, can I eat noodle? God, can I eat noodle? Go, eat or not. Something like that. Why I need to ask God? Because when I was teenager, I always want to eat more. I grew up from poor family. My family, I have 8 brothers and sisters. And then I want to eat more because not enough food, brothers and sisters. And then when I grow up adult, I always think yummy food. I love yummy food. Maybe you don't like yummy food because you're too holy. I love yummy food. That's why I try every food. Yummy. Yeah. If I say yummy, you need to believe me, yummy. If I say no good, then you don't go to there and eat that food. Yeah. But then last year, brothers and sisters, it is my fault because I go and ask doctor. If I don't ask doctor, then no problem. I ask doctor, and doctor say, oh, there's a problem in your blood. What problem? You have sugar. Oh, my goodness, I thought I only sweet outside, not sweet inside. Today, I sweet outside and inside. So what should I do? It's easy. Don't eat sweet thing and don't eat carb. Brothers and sisters, now I ate for life. This morning when I buy sandwich, I bring Felicia together. I ate the meat. Felicia ate the bread. Good partner. That's why she's so skinny also. No meat. Yeah. So, and then I need to do it consistently. People ask me, do you have cheating day? No cheating day. Even when I was in Chongqing, I don't cheat. I just eat small part. So 5 days in Chongqing, I ate so many food. Go 77, come back 76. Wow. I put knife in my hand. Yeah, I put knife. Stop, or you will die. So this is called consistency. So if you ask me, what is intimacy? Intimacy is relationship that build with consistency. We know about prayer, but my point is, do you do it with consistency? If you do it with consistency, then you can see the will of God clear. The Bible tells us how Mary know the will of God so that she pour the narwastu oil, perfume, to Jesus because Mary sit down and consistently hear the word of God. Today what we need is consistency. I know YouTube, Netflix, Korean drama always attack us, bring us go and our busyness. So we always say, no time, no time. But if you want to get next level, you need to pay this price consistently. May God bless us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Everybody happy because 10:21 is finished already. Okay, brothers and sisters, music team will lead us to meditate this message. And today we have privilege go intimacy with God because we have Holy Communion. I received from the Lord that which I also deliver it to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he has betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper and saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Brothers and sisters, Jesus already gave his body and blood so that we can have fellowship in him. So today we remember his sacrifice by having bread and wine. What we need to do is come close to him. Yeah. Don't let the past change your leg don't let the bitterness hold your heart. Don't let the laziness cover your life. You already free in the Lord. You have opportunity to have the next level in spirituality. God not bring you in the wilderness, but God want you to enjoy promised land. Yeah, just keep seeing and understand the will of God. Enjoy every step that God lead you. So let us stand up and we open together. This is the bread of God. Let's eat together. This is the symbol of the blood of Jesus. Let us drink together with give thanks. Jesus, thank you. You always want us come to you, build intimacy with you. Even more, you give us your flesh, you give us your blood, so that you can live in us. Today, it is an amazing privilege that we can be part of your body, Father. Today, we pray that our relationship with you can go to the next level. You know, we know you more and more, because without knowing you, we cannot please you. Without knowing you, we cannot live according your standard. Without knowing you, we cannot work for you, Father. And finally, without knowing you, how can we give thanks? That's why the big blessing for us today is to know your will. And I pray to all congregation that you will pour out with the knowledge of you to ourselves, Father. We open our heart. We open our hand. Please give it to us, Father. Give it to us. Thank you, Father. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance of you and give you peace, shalom, from today till Jesus come again. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.